and the child is walking toward the hot stove, and you say, "Oh, don't you dare even touch it." And you're reading a newspaper, but part of the newspaper is in the other room, and there's a child here, and you say, "Oh, go bring, or go."
"Go bring me the newspaper."
Would you say, "Go get me"? I said bring there, and I think I influenced you a little. I didn't mean to. I meant to stop a little bit earlier, but go fetch me. Would you ever say fetch or get or bring? Or bring, probably.
"Go bring me the newspaper."
Okay. In football, to get 6 points, they have to get the ball over a certain line. They call the
goal line.
Mm-hmm. If you'd throw me a ball, you'd expect me to
catch it.
We're right near the end here. And if you might say, "Well, yesterday I the ball."
"Caught the ball."
Caught the ball. You're walking down the street with somebody else, and you get way ahead. The other person says, "Oh, please, hey, wait, me."
"Wait for me."
And the child's been bad, and you said, "If you're bad one more time, I'm going to spank." So he was bad one more time. He pleads, "Oh, just please, just give me." What?
One more chance.
Please
give me one more chance.
Okay. The fellow seems kind of happy. You say, "Well, he certainly is in good
spirits,
or in good humor. The salesman comes to the door trying to sell you a brush, and you don't want to buy a brush. And you say to yourself, "I sure wish I could
get rid of him."
Somebody says, "Today I write a letter," and they might say, "Well, how many letters have you
wrote?"
And after you write a letter, you put the put the letter in the envelope, and then you turn the envelope over and you
seal it,
or you write on it. You add the envelope.
Return.
Or you put the other person's address on it. You say, you ever say, "I address the envelope," or "I back the envelope," or "back the letter," "address the letter"?
Yeah.
Which one would you say? I
address the letter.
You write you ask a question, you expect
an answer.
And the child comes home and says something, a word you shouldn't say, and you wonder, who
taught you that?
Mm-hmm. The child who tattles all the time is called a
tattletale.
And you said you cut flowers, don't you? Today I give it, yesterday I, today I give something away, yesterday I, same thing,
I gave it.
And you might say, "Well, that's the one you, which one is it?" "Well, that's the one you, me yesterday."
"Gave me yesterday."
Today I begin to talk, yesterday I, to talk.
I talked.
Or at the very onset of the talking, you might say, commenced, or I speak. Yesterday I began to talk.
I began to talk, or?
You ever use the word commenced in that? I haven't heard you use it today yet. Listening to you talk here for a couple hours. I haven't heard you use commence yet. I suppose you don't. You might say, "Yesterday I down to the store and bought some apples. I didn't walk down, I
rode down."
Or even,
walked.
I used my legs. I didn't walk. I was in such a hurry, I
ran.
Last page. Oh no, I've got part of another one yet, but that's almost the last.